Hey, what's up? This is your girl Nala right here in the den on Power 904. Listen, some people know me as a host, a publicist, a promoter, or even the girl who pops up as a friend on your social media timeline. But at the end of the day, I am really a girl on a mission to help you grow and expand your brand just as I did mine. I never said I had all the answers, but I will go out of my way to help make your brand be exposed as big as mine. My goal isn't to be famous. My goal is to reach, build, and expand with you. Don't play with me.
And with my dear friend, Greg, correct?
That's right.
All right, so tell me a little bit about you, what you do.
Well, I do a whole lot. My name is Greg, Greg Blake, and I do a whole lot. I'm in the music industry. I've been around for almost 20, 25 years. So in 25 years, that can be a very, very long story. So you might have to just be a little more detailed in a question and I can give you some more detail.
Okay, so distributions. Do you help with any distributions?
Yes. I'm actually and I've been with AWOL since 2014. I signed up with them as a distributor and became a part of the A&R. And in 2021, AWOL was acquired by Sony Music Entertainment. So now we do all of our distribution, and pretty much the whole operation is being ran through Sony. So we of course Sony takes interest in independent artists and want to have stake in, you know, independent artist career like DistroKid, but we just have better services to offer artists, being that it's not, you know, open, just like anybody can just walk in, like with DistroKid and TuneCore. Anybody could pretty much just go in there and, you know, pay $5 or $10 and get on the roster. You know, I had an artist I was talking to about DistroKid the other day, and I was telling him DistroKid has some real good services as far as with playlisting, and they got Hyperfollow and some other good things to aid artists and their distribution and eminent marketing also. But with them, you know, let's just say between TuneCore and DistroKid, you know, if they split the bill up, because there's 120,000 songs coming out a day, so just if you say between both of them, if you split that up and say 60,000 songs per day coming out on these distribution platforms, so that means 60,000 people are using these same Walmart types of services. Anybody come in, so you get these DistroKid playlists that's filled up with a bunch of garbage artists and garbage music that was recorded in, on their phones, and all of this stuff is mixed in on these playlists, so that nobody's listening to these playlists. I don't know how or what's happening, because I've even seen artists, you know, show me streams and different things from these playlists, but, you know, nothing else, you know, because, you know, the majors have stake in just bullshitting people for money. Like I said it in one of my, it costs $10 to $15 to put these albums in for storage on these platforms, these distribution platforms. So, you know, you have last year they grossed over $750 million off of storage fees. So, you know, so these artists that's not getting any streams, they walking around pointing the finger at the people in the industry, calling them crooks. Meanwhile, DistroKid, TuneCore, is making money while they're getting no streams. They're paying literally for nothing, but that's to their own ignorance. So you can't call platforms a scam, because they just gonna just, you know, give you the knife to, or the rope to hang yourself. But
right.
Yeah, but we in the distribution and marketing.
So what comprises a complete music distribution portfolio? Like, what are the key components of building a correct distribution?
Okay, you said now, the what about components?
Like, what comprises a complete music distribution portfolio? Like, what does the artist need to build up their, become, to say, I need a distribution deal?
You need motion. You need motion. It's the same thing. You know, you need to have motion or either a good marketing plan, you know, because if you have a good marketing plan and a good strategy, then you can approach somebody that's, you know, that works with, you know, in the distribution, you know, with your marketing plan, and they will definitely assist you, because that's what it takes, you know, to cut through. But if you, it really doesn't have anything to do with your music, artist music, like, this isn't the old industry. So, you know, nobody gets signed because they sound good anymore. You know, that's out the window. So, like, you only get signed because your numbers and the people listening to you, or people like you, and somebody can go look at that and verify and say, oh, shit, people like this person. Oh, could I cuss?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. You see, oh, man, I like this person, you know. So they got fans. They got real people that's liking them. It don't even have to be a whole lot. It could be like 50. If you got 50 real. So in order to get distribution, artists that's listening to this, you need motion, because me as a distributor, I'm going to go and I'm going to look for motion. I need to know that you already have something to bring to the table, at least a few fans that's going to help trigger the algorithm and get more people to stream your music. You know, so if I can't identify your fan base as a distributor to say, oh, well, I can target that, I know I can get that, you know, I can work with them in that aspect of positioning their music in front of the right people to get them some streams so we can all eat.
Right.
If you have no motion, you know, what we doing? You feel me? Like, what we going? So now we back at square root one. How much money you got? You know what I'm saying? You know, nobody don't
so
care.
I have a question, because I argue with a lot of artists about this. At the beginning, you said the artists need to come with a marketing plan. So right. The distributors don't already have that plan for them. They have to come with their mindset already with what they want to do.
See, marketing and distribution is different. Marketing is the actual strategy. That's the marketing and promotion. That's different from distribution. So distribution is just, we're going to put you on the platforms. You know, we're going to utilize our resources and connections with playlisters. And, you know, so you get the name, you get the brand behind you, you know, so then doors can open up for you based on that brand. You know, you get a Sony video games, you get pitched to, you know, different movies that, you know, is tied to the Sony brand. So those are the perks. But if you're looking at marketing has to do with getting your stuff in front of people, getting your stuff in front of the right people. How are you going to get it there? What channels it need to be on? What's the promotion strategy? And you're going to need to have a budget. You know, artists need to have a budget. There's no way you can market yourself without any money. You know what I mean?
So what's the most that a distribution deal will cost an artist running right now?
You can't buy a distribution deal. Like, distribution is free. You know, so like with me, you can't come to me and say, hey, I want to buy a distribution deal. You can't buy a distribution deal. Now, if you have a label, then you could work with a distributor to get to I would say, you know, to purchase some kind of leverage to where you could distribute your label through Sony or Universal as a sub label to the distributor. So that would be something that an agreement that would be take place between the distributor and the sub label.
Interesting. Okay. Interesting. So what is the most important thing that you think artists need to know when coming to a distributor?
Well, you need to have a plan, you know, or
That's
you
the
need
main thing. You keep saying that's the third time you done said it, so I know that's important.
yeah, because if you don't have a plan, then like we're gonna be asking you questions and you're gonna be looking crazy, you know, and then you're just not gonna even understand, you know. My main thing is people that when they come to you and they ask you and then you give them the realistic response, which is the marketing plan, the strategy, and the budget. And most of the people, they run away at that part because, you know, they're, you know, people fear the unknown, you know. And then you got so many people, you know, that slick talk a person. The minute that they don't understand or the information seems above their head, the first thing that they think is that somebody's trying to finesse them. Is becoming a part of the culture to have a bad mind of thinking when talking to professionals in the business. So, you know, what we're dealing with is artists that have no understanding of the business, that's frowning on the business. I just had one guy that tried to start an argument with me on somebody's post because they you know, were saying the same thing, to put up a post. Oh, I hope all the rappers make it. So I commented on the post and I said, well, as long as all of these artists have a marketing strategy put in place and to invest into their strategy, then and an investment to make into their marketing, then they're gonna make it. And then one guy jumped up under the post and said, man, that's not true. It's some guys from my city signed to QC and they ain't do no marketing and promotion. So I politely went over to QC roster and took a screenshot of every artist that's on the roster publicly and posted it and asked him, where's the artist at? What's his name? I guess you know the conversation went blank for about a good 20 minutes. And then he came back and, you know, had a long explanation for how he was locked up and just got out of jail and they might have got
Oh
dropped and, you know, but then, so it's like, okay, you might be right, sir. They might have gotten dropped because that's what happened. Artists that go on the labels and don't have a marketing promotion strategy. They sit on the label because the label, this is what the artists think. They think you're gonna get signed by these labels and not a label responsible for you like you're a child. No, this is the music business. You're responsible for yourself. You and your
my.
team are responsible for what's gonna happen with you on that label. If
Right.
you get on the QC and you don't have a smart team and people don't know what they're doing and they don't, you know, they want to wait on the label for everything, you're going to get dropped. Because the label,
Wow.
they don't have enough time in the day for all of the babysit no more. You know, because is now everything is digital. Artists going viral. It's so much competition. So they looking more for people on the distribution and the record deal side that have motion on already. So help us. To help you.
Right. So I'm in a city where that's kind of big, where artists don't feel like they actually need distributions. In Jacksonville, what is one of the most competitive independent people of artists that I've ever seen, especially when going out. How do you feel about artists that say if they constantly keep putting out music without you even knowing one of their songs, how can they progress in the distribution world with not with an album that we don't even know about?
Well, they can't. You know, there's no way with 100,000 songs, 120,000 songs come out. I'm gonna ask you a question. Now you're in the music industry, so you probably know who this person is. You ever heard of an artist named B La B?
Yes.
And you're in the industry, so you know. So, but I just asked somebody else that. And they like, yo, I don't know what that is. So then I asked another person and they didn't know who it is. So my point to them was this. You have an artist like B La B that have features with Lil Baby, a Young Thug, like real big records, you know, who got a couple million, you know, legit listeners and eyeballs online, who a lot of people may not know about now because with 120,000 songs coming out per day, listen. You have to figure out a way to keep people's attention, or they're gonna, you know, it's gonna be easy for people for you to have a lot of motion and people not to see you. Now that's the scary
Right.
part. So imagine the artist that's not doing anything. Man, they're like a sea, they swimming in a sea of tuna. It's like you ain't gonna have any chance in the new industry right now. If you don't not invested into marketing and promotion and coming up with a strategy, because even with artists like D-Lib with features and you know, real big features, you don't see them performing at a lot of, doing a lot of shows and doing a lot of stuff like that, because there's more to it than just getting features. Features yeah. will get you streams. Features will get you streams. With features, you know, there's other moving parts to it. You know, I can't give it all out, but there's other moving parts.
Right.
You know. So,
okay, yeah,
but
like, okay.
But there's artists, if you're not you know, investing into working with professionals to help you gain visibility, that's the main thing, visibility. You can't spend $5, $10, $100, $300 to think that you about to blow up. You have to understand that every dime you spend is going towards your visibility, more people seeing you, more people hearing you. And over time, people will eventually, you will make your money back over time. That's how the industry is. So for the artists that think you can get in, spend $500 this month and get discouraged because you feel like nothing didn't happen, nothing wasn't supposed to happen.
Yeah.
Nothing isn't supposed to happen until months and months and months after you doing the same thing.
And they want overnight.
They want it overnight.
Yeah.
They don't realize you have to do the same thing repetitively over and over and over and over and over again. And I am going to tell y'all this for free. A lot of the artists you're reaching too far and you don't have the money for that type of reach. So you just need to take your money and you need to focus your marketing efforts on areas. You need to focus on marketing efforts on areas. Now, what areas that's going to be, you can get with a marketing professional like myself. We can help you identify these areas that you'll be most successful in. Because number one thing, if you're pushing your music in your local community, they're going to be the last people to really rock with you.
That was going to be my question for you while you were saying that. I was about to say, is it true that you have to take over your own city before you can even be heard in any other city?
No, that's where you grew up at. That's where you might have got in your most trouble at. That's where motherfuckers want to, you know, don't want to see you rise faster than them at. That's where people gossiping at. No. Times change. You know, that was the old model. The new model is you could get online and you could be hot and got doggone Zimbabwe, hot like fish grease in Zimbabwe with nobody like you in your own hometown.
And
you could be flown over to Zimbabwe, put in 5-star hotels, doing shows and come back over here. Nobody don't even know you, but the internet made it possible for you to not have to be the hottest in your own city anymore.
That's deep. That's deep. Okay. That's what's up. So if you can leave us with three things about distribution today or anything in the music industry, what would it be?
Well, I would just say, like, any artists or any managers or record labels that's getting into the business right now, do as much networking as possible. You know, talk to people that's actually out here working in the industry, not just the people that's talking on social media, because there's a lot of people that just talking that, you know, and they have a real good talk game. But some of the people that are not talking are the people who are the most effective or the people in the background. So, you know, if you're an artist or label or manager, get to know the people in the background. Stop believing the hype, going after the large following on Facebook, because half of the stuff be fake. You know, you getting your money took because you going after people, you know, you making the wrong judgments based off of eyeballs because you don't have the business knowledge. So this is how y'all keep getting scammed. You know, you making your decisions based off of what you seeing and what people telling you, and not based off of understanding and knowledge. And any decision that's going to be made correctly going to need to be made based off of knowledge and understanding, not your eyeballs and your ears.
That's deep. We know that you're going to start bringing stuff onto the On Our Radar magazine with working with Hits on 5 DJs. What do you have going on with Hits on 5 DJs?
It's on Five DJs. Is a network. We have a network just pretty much started by DJs, and that also includes promoters, A&Rs, marketers, bloggers, radio stations. So Hits on Five DJs is a network. We spread out all over the country. We looking to also expand into other countries also, but right now we have networks in pretty much every city on the East Coast, every major market on the East Coast and the West Coast, and the Midwest.
Wow. Okay, how long has that been going on?
We started Hits on Fire in 2020. As a label, you know, label provide label services, and then in 2000, last year, we actually like we really not even a year in, of creating the actual network. So the network is actually brand new as a baby, you know, built on the basis of what's going on now. I had a company, had a lot of companies over the years. G Wood Entertainment, that was a entertainment company that I ran, and then I started it in 2000, 23 years ago. Wow. And I actually my deal that I got with AWOL, I'm contracted, you know, through G Wood Entertainment also. So I have a few different companies, but you know, Hits on Five DJs, we also powered 904 Jacksonville. That's also a part of the network, and we're going to be a part of the new addition to the website on the radar. And then so a lot of you are going to be able to go and check out a lot of clips from previously recorded conference calls. It's always good to be good on these calls and live and in person so you can ask questions, because you're looking at the video, you're still going to get some good information, but it's nothing like being able to get your specific question answered.
Everybody, is there a specific day that you guys do this on, or is it like throughout the week?
Well, we do it on Thursdays. We do it every Thursday for the most part of it. We're not going to be doing a call tomorrow. But for the most part of it, every Thursday we do these calls. So anybody that's following either one of our pages, you will see, because we usually update and give everybody a heads up on when the next conference is going to be taking place. But we do it generally twice a month.
Okay.
And that's where they could come in, get access code and log on, and you ask questions and, you know, be a part of the experience. Like I said, everybody's situation isn't the same, so.
Okay. And what type of guests do you all attract to this? Like, is it just for artists, or is it for, you know, artists, A&R, DJs? What we got?
Well, we bring on the professionals, and I really just like to talk. So we started off with talking to a lot of artists and stuff, you know, things, but, you know, I find it more in the day and age of music we in, education is more valuable. So listening to the music is cool, because we do that also. But for the most part of it, we want the professionals on the platform that can provide education to help further the growth and the culture. So these calls are for managers, artists, record labels, anybody that's working with artists that need to be able to understand the process of what's going on now. You know, because it's all gonna be the same conversation pretty much if you in the business of providing artist services, then it's gonna be very valuable to actually know how these artists can get results, you know, so that we can actually, it's different from everything is different now. And then we, you know, iron sharpens iron. So the professionals come together to, you know, expound on ideas and also to, you know, help each other grow, you know, through, you know, through the network.
Okay. Okay. So is there anything specific that these people need to know to get involved with Hits on Fire DJs?
Like I said, we normally, for the most part of it, everybody comes up on the radar. So, you know, if you follow me on Hits on Fire DJs on the Instagram page or any of my personal pages, Greg R&B or Gregory Blake, any of my personal pages, then, you know, you'll come up on the radar. Or if somebody bring you, you know, somebody from Power 904, you know, hit me up and say, hey, we need to bring these people in. So then, you know, it's just that easy. It's not a real hard process. We don't frown on beginners. As long as they're humble enough to really want to learn the business, then
that's a big word.
Yeah, we're willing to work with people who just starting out, because I would rather them be with some experienced people learning than to go through the trial and error. Like, so we have to change our mind frame and the way we deal with each other, and, you know, not be so competitive and, you know, bougie, you know. You know, so okay. in that aspect, we willing to work with people at any level, as long as they really have a you know, either have the knowledge already where they could just come and be an asset out the gate, or you right. know, someone that could also be an asset by, you know, working in other areas, you know, where they could be utilized in the beginning while they're, you know, learning. And, you know, so then it's hands-on experience. Yeah, I have a few people that don't know anything almost that I have a part of the network, and I only have them there to learn. You know, because I humble people, I feel like deserve the opportunity, you know, because we need more good people in the business that have real information that can really help people, you know, because that's the whole main thing about it, is we just not selling no services. We want to make sure these people are happy with what they paid their money for, and that they actually get some results. You know, I'm actually an artist also. You know, I was an artist before I started the music. You know, I used to have a singing in church, you know, and so I have the heart, even though I'm an executive and I've been an executive for decades. You know, I come into the business with the heart of an artist. So, you know, me dealing with an artist is going to be a little bit different, because I've been through a lot of the same thing that the artist been through, as far as being scammed and lied to. And so that's the type of shit that I look down on. So me coming into business is going to be like, okay, let's make some changes. Let's make sure that these artists is not getting ripped off and taken advantage of. And let's talk bad about that type of stuff. Let's put that type of stuff out there. We need to stop that.
Right. And that's what made me change. I started out as a promoter in the clubs and just going to the different clubs and seeing artists performing and doing all this different stuff. And the way they were treating the artists and getting over on them, and the lack of knowledge that the artists didn't know, it touched my heart. So I had to change up what I wanted to do. I'm like, it got to be more to this industry than just being a promoter. Like, what else can I do? So that's what made me start my podcast, because I wanted to talk about it, because I don't think that some of the artists realize, if they just took the time to read a little bit or get with the right people that really cares enough to put you in the right direction, that it'll change your whole outlook on a different aspect of what you're trying to do.
Right. And see, the troubling part about it is now is that they don't trust anybody. So, you know, the people that have the genuine heart is the ones that they were mistaken for the enemy now. And it's almost like a form of abuse when you have a genuine heart and you have to deal with people who you know, are disrespectful to the fact of your genuineness. You know, it's like certain people you're going to offend when you come at them with that old treating people like they're about to take from you. Like, it's like when you go into a store, if the person behind the counter is watching you everywhere you go and watching you all in the store and shit like that, how is it going to make you feel?
Right.
You're going to feel like, man, hold on, man. Hey, I got money in my, you're going to go off on a person and they ask you, are you going to buy anything? So it's like that person is paranoid and they make the energy off. And they make everything uncomfortable because they are already thinking somebody's going to steal out of the store just while they're right. Walking around looking. So this is the energy that the artists bring into the game now. And so, like, you know, we're the innocent people in the store that's really looking to, you know, for whatever we looking for. And we have to deal with these people who are looking at us like we're about to steal from them.
Yep, come in with the strong-headed mindset. Yeah, already dissing you, yeah.
So I had one artist tell me, hey, man, I don't want to hear nothing about the pictures, or I don't want to hear no picture, look at no website or nothing. I'm just interested in doing the partnership. Give me your phone number so we can talk one-on-one. Man, I blocked that dude.
Yeah, I'm like that with the artist that just dropped in my inbox and be like, listen to my music with no intro. I'm like, you got to have an intro of somewhat. Like, I don't know who you are, what you do. You just, hey, check out my music type thing. Like, I'm just like, okay, at least introduce yourself and say, hey, my name is blah, blah, whatever. It's just like, then they get mad at you and they start talking trash. And like you said, they get blocked.
Right. And it's like this. I'm artist. If you, any artist is in the car, arrogant energy, it kills you. Arrogant energy, it kills you. Listen, nobody cares about your music, and you always have to take that approach. You always have to understand that these people only in it for themselves.
True.
You know, so what, you know, you have 120,000 songs coming out. Why should I listen to your music? Now, number one reason why people will listen to your music is, number one, you know, they're going to be somebody who like you because of your music. Because people can like you for a lot of different things, you know, because of how you look. You know, like you have some gorgeous women that, you know, might be doing numbers on their Instagram, but, you know, their streams are not reflecting the same thing because people only like them because they're beautiful.
Thanks.
But not beautiful enough to go to your Spotify. You know, what's going to get them to go to your Spotify and them to listen to you is you're going to actually have to be able to make good music that actually.
Yeah, I had to do an interview, not to interrupt, but I had to do an interview on a female artist, and one of her songs, it was called Bad Bitch. She got on the interview, was definitely not a bad bitch. She had lack of knowledge of the industry. So that kind of turned me off during the interview because I'm like, who's her manager? Immediately, like, period. How can you put your artist out there to embarrass herself? They're like, oh, well, this, you know, this is our first interview, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, well, you didn't even prep her to even, I mean, she got kids in the background, distracted. And I'm just like, no, we're not finna publish this interview. So one of her managers called and was like, send me the interview. I said, I'm not sending you the interview because I don't put people out like that.
Yeah, so, right. Yeah, no artist development. So,
yes.
No artist development. But, you know, I believe in artist development again. It's just, it has to be done differently. You know, I do development. Mm-hmm. I have a development group that I put together for, you know, some of my clients and some of my future clients and just some artists that I believe in or labels or managers. And where, you know, where I talk to them periodically about different things that, you know, that they need to be doing now. Like, everything is not the same anymore. So with the new model, everything changes, come new strategies, you know, new people you need to hire, new people you need to be talking to, new things you need to be looking at, new knowledge you need to be trying to understand. You know, I just, it was scrolling through my news feed and it was somebody, I was trying to figure out, I think it was either YouTube or either Facebook, one of these people that was offering curriculum in master degree AI, and saying about how it really just, you know, which is what people need to, but he was saying how people need to invest into upgrading their education for where everything is going. See, now this is where the line is getting drawn the goddamn road. You feel me?
Yes.
A big old line.
It's funny, but it's not funny. Like, this is real.
Yeah, this is real. So that's going to present a huge challenge, and it's coming, and people don't see it. But I believe through mental conditioning, you have to just condition your mind mentally, and to start being real innovative and creative in your ideas, and seeing if that goes along with where the world is going. Because you know, in this stage, people can, you know, businesses, a lot of stuff is being developed and created right now. New industries is dying, and there's new industries coming to life right now. So you have to make sure you're not in the one that's dying, or you're either trying to figure out how to become a part of the ones that's developing in order to survive, you know, in the future, you know. So that's the thing I will be advising, you know, any artists, any labels and artists that's listening to this. Focus on finances, because half of your problem is that you don't have any money. So you need to focus on financial literacy. You need to focus on your credit score. You need to focus on eliminating things on your credit score if they're bad. But you also need to focus on being responsible when it comes to making payments, because you'll never be able to have access to what you need if you're not responsible. You're going to always continue to mess it up over and over again. So learn about that first, because, and that'll make you give you a smooth sailing experience in the music business. Artists that come in this business and labels with a limited amount of money, and they expect the world from that, and after they spend them $500 and nothing happens, then they disgruntled and they saying that the music industry didn't give them nothing, you know, and they mad, number one, because they didn't know the business. They didn't know it takes sometimes a whole year of just spending money to brand yourself just to get seen. Mm-hmm. Seen or heard. And sometimes people see you and they don't see you, but when they see you and they see you and you make them see you, then guess what? They will see you.
Right. That's so true.
So that's the thing that the artist got to, you know, visibility is a huge issue with the major labels right now. Sony, Warner Brothers, and Universal Music Group, they are ecstatic about how much music is coming out per day. And everybody's like, what in the hell? Because, like, they like, yo, it used to be easy. Now we have to figure out how we're going to market our sign artists that we done paid thousands of dollars in budgets and shit to, how they're gonna get seen over all this damn music.
That is so true. Like, I started out my podcast that way, and that's what made me have a lot of respect for the artists that actually hustle. Like, a lot of people did it the easy way with coming on live and doing lives on Facebook and all of that. I didn't want to do that. I'm like, no, I want to go the distribution way so I can get paid. But when I started out, it was not what I expected. Like, you know, it wasn't no overnight experience. It took me at least 2 years to actually even start my numbers rolling. But it took me every day investing, pushing, marketing, figuring out who my audience was. Like, it was just crazy. So, yeah, it wasn't an easy thing. And investing plenty of money into my finance, into my industry. So,
bam. So see, that's confirmations. That, you know, that's the story in real life.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You know, the confirmation. So like, but that's what it is. It's like, yo, people have to realize this is a business. So almost a lot of businesses, some businesses you're able to turn a profit in pretty quickly. Like, I'm also in the trucking industry. And yeah.
Not the music.
Yeah, not the music, but the trucking industry. Yeah, you get you start your business up with $10,000. You can do it, the whole thing with $10,000, and you can make your $10,000 back in 2 weeks after you start your trucking company.
Thanks.
2 weeks, ending you in the money. So, like, an artist that just came into some money. That's the route I would instruct them in, because I need you to have money on a consistent basis when we're working, so we can make sure that we don't run into no dead ends in the campaign. So what I would instruct them, all right, look, go open up a truck company if you have a CDL, but if you don't, or if you have an uncle or somebody that have a CDL,
so that makes sense.
You know, go and invest that money into that and make your $10,000 back. Then you take $2,000 out of that $10,000 to put aside for your marketing budget, because you don't spend all your money on music or you will go broke.
Mm.
You need to have something going where you're making money and just investing a small percentage of that money into your music marketing. But if you're making a large amount, that small percentage is going to be significant.
You know, I know a lot of people probably gonna get upset for me for asking this question, but we get tired of getting cussed out for this question. So there is no possible way for an artist to get somewhere for free without paying something to get somewhere. Because they expect us to work for free. Like, they don't expect, like, if you charge $75 for something, they're gonna get an attitude, but they'll go pay their money somewhere else to get that same thing. How do you feel about that?
Well, artists, listen, only thing that you promotion you're going to get for free is TikTok with all other millions, all your millions of competitors, Facebook with all your millions of competitors, YouTube with your millions of competitors. That you get on every free platform to compete against millions. And most likely, it depends. It's not going to work. Now, I'm going to say something. TikTok, that could be that used to be different. Now, you had a lot of artists that one didn't have any money or anything, and they went over to TikTok and they blew up. But since TikTok has been updated, that hasn't been happening regularly anymore. And though you have artists on there that's doing great numbers, you have millions of artists on there doing great numbers. So it's cluttered. It's too much. So the thing is, but those millions of artists that's on there that's doing good, it's some sauce that go to it. Like with TikTok, you have to invest into some marketing. You know, if you want to go viral, number one, this is how you go viral, by getting engagement within the first hour. So, and that's on all the platforms or all of the reels. The most engagement you get within that 1 hour is going to determine, the algorithm is going to make up its mind whether it's going to show more people your content,
wow,
give you the opportunity to go viral. You know, and the thing is, if you're not getting any engagement, and it's for everybody listening, if you're not getting any engagement on your post, it's because, number one, in that first hour, nobody engaged with your stuff. And after that, you have no chance with the algorithm. It's going to show everybody else stuff and not yours anymore. You can go look in your insight and you will see, oh man, only 50 people got shown this. And the reason why is because nobody commented, liked it, or shared it. So And every time somebody comment, the algorithm, it show 10 more people. Somebody else commented, it show 10 more people. Somebody else commented, it show 10 more people. So that's how the algorithm works. So nobody's hating on you, or, you know, people that's listening, or none of that stuff. It's just that you need to find some good people that's going to respond to you. You know, you got to find some fans. You got to hit some fans, or this is what you got to do. You have to make interesting posts that's going to make people move quick. Yeah. You know what I mean? You have to figure out fan psychology and understand what the people want to hear. And that's what gets them to move within that 1 hour to boost you into the algorithm. So number one, they don't want to hear your music. So you need to give them something else to make them want to hear your music. Give them something else, give them something to make them like you. People will listen to your music if they like you.
Interesting. I'm going to take some of this for my podcast too. I'm not just listening for the art.
Right. Right.
I'm cheating people, right now.
If the people like you, you know, this is what I taught the labels and artists, all this stuff, you know, it's right. But people, they will if they like you, they'll listen to you. So number one, they don't like a lot of these artists. The artists be arrogant, you know, they get on they pages, they just post, listen to my music. That's arrogant. Artists, listen to me. That's arrogant behavior. Stop that. Get on your post and say, hey, how y'all doing this morning? Good morning, everybody. I just want to say good morning, everybody. I hope y'all have a great week. And guess what? You're going to have some people that's going to comment with that post. And then those people that engage with that post where you said good morning, when you post your next post with your music, the algorithm is going to show everybody that commented on your first post, because that's how the algorithm works. It show people that is more likely to respond to your shit is trying to help you. So if you get people to respond on a regular post, those are the people that the algorithm is going to show your stuff to. So you got to be smart about how you're going to get them to respond so that they will start seeing you. You feel me?
Got it. Noted. And that's what they say now. All right. So we're wrapping up with the time. Time is losing us again. So before we go, Mr. Greg, I really appreciate you for all this good info.
What's up, you guys? This is your girl, Nala, right here in the den, all the way from Georgia to Florida on Power 904. Yes, make sure you stay tuned in with us this year because we got so much new stuff coming in. Like I always tell y'all, you don't want to miss this.